Welcome back to Unwritten Lives. Tales of the Unexpected, where the familiar shape in the mirror might not be as familiar as you think.
Tonight's story follows a woman who discovers that her reflection has a life of its own, and that it's getting closer to taking hers. This is The Reflection That Wasn't Hers. Chloe Harrington had never liked the bathroom mirror in her new apartment. It was an old Victorian-style piece, tall and oval, mounted to the wall with rusted brackets that squeaked whenever she adjusted it. The landlord insisted it was original to the building. "It's antique," he said proudly. "It's unsettling," Chloe muttered. Still, she kept the apartment. Rent was cheap, the neighborhood was safe, and she was tired of moving. The first time she noticed something wrong with the mirror, it was small, almost easy to dismiss. She brushed her teeth one morning, half asleep, when she noticed her reflection blinking a split second too late. A tiny delay. Barely noticeable.
She looked it off.
Old mirror. Warped glass. Need more sleep. But then it happened again. And again. And the delay grew longer. One night, while getting ready for bed, she leaned toward the mirror to remove her earrings. The reflection leaned too, but not perfectly. Her head tilted a fraction further than she remembered moving.
Her lips parted slightly before she parted there.
She froze.
The reflection froze too.
They both stood motionless, breathing softly. Then, her reflection smiled. Chloe did not. She yelped and stumbled backward, knocking over her toothbrush cup. When she looked again, the reflection looked normal again, matching her every move. Her heart thundered in her chest. She avoided the mirror for 2 days. On the third night, she called her friend Maya on video chat. "You're being paranoid," Maya said gently after Chloe explained.
"All mirror do weird things. Warping, refraction, whatever the science word is."
"Mirrors don't smile on their own," Chloe whispered. Maya sighed. "Look, if it bothers you so much, cover it." So Chloe draped a towel over the mirror. The apartment immediately felt lighter. Warmer. Safer. But at 3:17 a.m., she woke to the sound of something heavy hitting the bathroom floor.
She flicked on the light.
The towel was on the ground. The mirror was bare. And something was smeared across the glass, like condensation from breath. One word. H.I.
Chloe screamed.
The next morning, she bought a hammer. She marched to the bathroom, raised it above her head, and swung it hard at the mirror. The hammer bounced off. Didn't even crack the glass. She tried again. And again. Nothing. Her landlord, called in haste, examined it and shook his head. "This mirror is reinforced.
All craftsmanship.
It's practically indestructible." Chloe didn't tell him the real reason she wanted it gone. That night, she slept with the bathroom door closed and locked. At 2:49 a.m., she woke to a soft tapping. On the other side of the bathroom door. Tap, tap, tap. She covered her ears and curled into herself, rocking back and forth until the tapping finally stopped. The following morning, she found the bathroom door wide open. She knew she had locked it. Her reflection stared back at her, but something was different. It was standing a little too straight, smiling a little too eagerly.
She stepped closer.
Her reflection did not. It stayed perfectly still.
Chloe's breath shook.
"Stop," she whispered. The reflection tilted its head slowly, too slowly, like a predator studying prey. Then it raised one finger and traced a circle on the inside of the mirror.
A perfect circle.
Right where Chloe's hand had been the night before. She ran out of the apartment and didn't come back until the afternoon. That evening, she found something new on the bathroom floor. Her reflection's shadow. It lay stretched across the tiles, dark wrong, and facing toward the mirror, not away from it. That was the moment Chloe realized the truth. Her reflection was no longer mimicking her. It was learning her. Studying her. Preparing for something. She didn't sleep at all that night. The next day, she decided to leave the apartment for good. She packed quickly, barely caring what she left behind. As she carried the last box toward the door, she heard a soft creak. She turned. The bathroom door was open.
The mirror, uncovered.
And standing inside it, behind the glass, was her reflection. But it wasn't reflecting her. It was standing on its own. Same face. Same body. Same clothes. but it didn't move when Chloe stepped backward. Instead, it lifted its hand slowly, pressed it flat against the inside of the mirror,
smiling wider
and wider, until its lips stretched too far, too long, unnaturally. A crack formed down the mirror, then another. Her reflection leaned forward. The glass bulged outward, as if something was pushing from the other side. Chloe bolted out the door, down the stairs, into the street, never once looking back. She never returned to that apartment. But sometimes, in random store windows or dark elevator doors, she catches glimpses of her reflection lagging again. Just a fraction of a second behind. Learning. Waiting. And smiling. Because some reflections don't want to mirror you. They want to replace you. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Glass shows us who we are, but sometimes, it shows us what's coming.